Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Hey, Bava Metzia daf Hey, and we are on Bava Metzia Dalet Amid Beis, about 12 lines up on the bottom, Masiv Marzotra. If you remember, daf Gimel, we spoke about Reb Chiya Kamaisa, which related to Mud B'Miksas, and daf Dalet, yesterday we brought in Reb Chiya Bas Raisa, the second Reb Chiya, and that was the Reb Chiya of Heluch, where I say, I'm Mud B'Miksas, but at the same time that I'm Modu Mixas, I say Halachu, and here it is. So does that make a difference? Reb Chiya says, no, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if you say Halach, here it is, and give it back what you admit to. It's still Modu Mixas, and you're still Chayav Shvua. Reb Sheisha says, no. He says, no, once you give it back, that part of the case is basically closed, and therefore, you aren't Modu anything. You were Modu, and you gave back that half of the case. That half is finished. What you have left, you were Kofar Bakol, you denied everything, and therefore, you would be putter from a shvua. That's Rav Sheshes Shita. So the Gemara now was going back and forth trying to prove one or two of the Shitas. So Masav Marzutra Breid Rav Nachman. Tanu Kalim V'Karkos. Somebody claims Kalim and Karka. I go to you and say, you owe me a scissors and you owe me a piece of land. Hoda B'Kalim V'Kofer B'Karkos. If I'm Moda on the Kli, but I'm Kofer in the Karka. Hoda B'Karkos V'Kofer B'Kalim. Or the opposite, putter. In those cases, I am pater. Why? Because, as we will see, in order to be chayav shvua, you need a hoda and kfira within kalim. Karka is excluded from shvuos, right? We just said before, in ishban akfir shibir karkos. So in both of these cases, you were either kofer karka or modib karka, and that exclusively does not work. Hoda mixas karkos pater. Also, if you are moda in the mixas in a little bit of karka, it's also pater because you don't swear on that. The only case that you're going to be chayiv shvua is mixas kalim chayiv. Because if you admit to some of the kalim, you're chayiv, because then you're admitting to some kalim and you are denying some kalim. So there's a kfir and a hoda about kalim, about movable property, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. So says the Gemara now to be medayik from this brisa. Taima de kalim the karkos, de karkala bashvuhi. The only reason that you would be pater is in a case where there's kalim and karka being discussed. And why? Because karka, you don't take a shvua on karka. But ha kalim the kalim dumya de kalim the karkos chayiv. The only case the Brisa talks about is kalim and actual karka. But let's say you have kalim and kalim that are dumya de kalim, so then you'd be chayiv. Only actual karka do we say that you're going to be pater from a shvua. But let's say you have some type of kalim that are similar to karka in some way, so then you'd be chayiv. That's the diyak. Hey, chidami, what type of kalim are similar to karka? Lav da'amar le'heloch. Isn't it a case where he says heloch? Meaning if I say, I owe you this clean, I give it back to you right now. So that's like karka, which is always there. And it's always give backable, and there's shibudim on the karka. So isn't a case of kalim that you say haloch to similar to a case of karka, but it's not exactly karka, and therefore our diak is that only actual karka you'd be pater for. But if you use kalim as karka and you give it back right away, you'd be chayiv, and that's a raya of shvamina halachayiv, a raya to Rabbi Chiya and akasha on Rav Sheshes. Answers the Gemara, lo, this is no. What are you making such a diak for? Kalim dumya to karka. No, all kalim v'kalim are pater. Even if you have kalim dumya to karka, all kalim would be chayiv, and all if you would have a hoda and a kfir on them normally, nothing to do with haloch. Forget haloch. It's a regular case. The diak is kalim and karka would be pater. Well, other cases would be chayiv, but not a case of haloch. V'hadik tani kalim v'karkos. Why does it specifically say the case of kalim and karka to teach us the din? Hakamash malan hoda b'miktas kalim chayiv afala karkos. The chiddush is, as we learned yesterday, that if you're modib and mixas kalim, I admit to some of the kalim, I deny others, once I'm chayiv shvua on the keli, on the kli, I'm also chayiv shvua on the karka. On the karka. So that's the Gemara, my kamash malan. What's the chiddush? Zokakin. Is the halacha zokakin, which is the same, which means gilgul? Is the halacha of, if you're chayiv shvua A, we'll throw on you shvua B? Tanina, we already learned that in the Mishnah Kiddushin. Zokakin hanachasim, she'en lahem achrayis, es hanachasim, she'esh lahem achrayis, li shava alehem. Right, so I already learned this in the Mishnah Kedusha. Why do I have to have this again on the side from Masech HaShvuas? Right, what do I have to have it there for? Two Mishnayas. So the Gemara says, no, Hacha Iker. Here in the context of Masech HaShvuas, right, quoted here, that's the locus classicus. That's the main place where it's supposed to be. He says, "Don't ask me the kasha. Why do you need it there? That's where it's put. That's Hilchas Shvuas. Hasa by kiddushin agav grora nasva. By kiddushin is just thrown in there. Derech agav. Why? Because the Mishnah there, if you remember, on Daf Chavav discusses various ways to be kone karka and could be kone metaltalin. And once we're speaking about differences between karka and metaltalin, and we bring up the possibility of a kinyan agav. Once I'm kone one, I throw in the other." So Gilgal is kind of similar to that. Once I have one, I throw in the other. But that's why it's brought in Kiddushin. But really, the Iker Makar is the one in the Sechah Shavuos. Okay, so now we get on to today's daf. Says the Gemara, Lamanda Amar Halach Pater. According to the Lamanda Amar, that Halach is Pater. Amai Itzra Kralim Ude Karka Mishvua. Hakal Karka Halachu. Ask the Gemara. If you say Halach is Pater, like Rav Shesha says, then what do you need a whole Pasuk, right, Rashi quotes, Pesukim based on Limudim, Klalo Prada, Klalo Masecha Shavuos, and also later on here in Bavitzia, you need a Pesukim to tell me why Karka is excluded from a Shavua. What do you need a Pasuk to tell me that Karka is excluded from a Shavua? Why don't we just say that all Karka is Halach? All karkas halach, here it is, and misvara, right? Rav Sheshes, when Rav Sheshes quoted his din that pater, he didn't give a pater, he just quoted a svara. He said, halach is misvara, it's as if you gave it back, that part of the case is closed. So what do you need a pasuk for to tell me that karka is going to be pater from a shvua? Just say that karka is example of halach, and therefore you're pater for that reason. You don't need special psukim for karka. So amalacha, so answer is no, it's rechkra. You need a pasuk in the following two cases. Hecha dechafer ba'boros shichrim aros. What happens in a case where the person changed the karka? He dug caves. He dug water cisterns. He dug things in the karka, and therefore you can't say halach here it is because it's not the exact same thing that you got. Says that's the case of that you need because that's not going to be a case of halach. So you need a pasuk in that case to teach me that even there you're going to be pater from a shvuah by karka. Because you wouldn't have known that, because that's not a case of that you could have just said halach. That's one case. Or the other case, inami, hecha detanu kelim v'karkos v'hodu b'kelim v'kafer v'karkos. Right, in the case where a person is towing kelim v'karka, and you were hode on the kelim, you said here are the kelim, and you were kofer the karka. So that's also not a case of halach, because of the karka, you were hode on the kelim, but you were kofer on the karka. So therefore, if you would have just had the reason that your pater is the reason of halach, then there's no halach there. Because, let's say, a regular case, you didn't do halach on the kelim, and the karka you denied. So if there was no special limud that karka is excluded from a shvua, you would think you'd take a shvua there.
The only case of shvua by karka is when it makes sense?
The only case of shvua by karka, well, you don't have bikadon by karka. Right. So also there, karka is pater from shvua. You don't
right,
take
so,
a...
So let's say the makar is for a case that excluding halach.
Cases, right, the Gemara gave two examples, right, of cases that halach doesn't come up. Two cases where halach doesn't come up, so could have given other examples. Interesting the way the Rambam formulates this ukimta of Borosh Yichonim Aros. What does he say? What's the case that's not halach by Borosh Yichonim Aros? So the Rambam says in Toin Minitan, Hey Beis, Hachofer basada chaveiro Borosh Yichonim Aros, vehifsida. I dig things in your field, and I damage it. V'harei hu chayav l'shalim, and I have to pay it because I damaged your field. Bein shetanu shechafar v'omer lo chafarti. Whether somebody says you dug stuff in my field, and I say no, I didn't. I denied it. O shetanu shechafar shtema aros v'omer lo chafarti alachas. Or he says you dug two holes, and I say I only dug one hole. Amodu b'miksas. Whether I'm going back home, whether I'm amodu b'miksas. O shahayasham eid echad shechafar. Omer lo chafarti klum, or there was an eidecha that said I dug, and I say I didn't dug anything. In all those cases, hariz and nishba heses ala kol. In all those cases, you're pater because it has to do with karka, and therefore you are only going to take a shvua. Heses, which we're going to discuss later in the day, the shvua taken when you are kofar bakol, a shvua, a takana derabanan. That is what the Rambam says. Says the Magen Mishnah, Umefarish Rabbeinu v'tainasam ala chafira shezet toin shechafar ba v'hiziku yosef imash shezet modeh. Right, what is the Rambam's chiddush? He adds in the case where I say you dug two holes and I admit to digging one hole. So is that about karka? Or is that about money? So the Ravid here argues with the Rambam and says that's a case about money. He says you're going to be chayav shvu in that case. It has to do with karka, that's true. But isn't that case where it's about money? Because you owe me this, you owe me that. So says the Rive, says the Magen Mishnah, that's also okay. That's also enough to be considered a case of karka. While the Ravid does not agree to that. Okay, let's keep that Rambam in mind. That's the case of the Ukipta that he gives. Period. Let's continue. So Tashma, so says the Gemara now, remember, we're still within Rebbe Chiyah's Din of Halach, the Tani Rami Bar Chama, Arba Shomrim, Srich and Kfir B'Mixas, V'Hodah B'Mixas, the four Shomrim need Kfir B'Mixas and Hodah B'Mixas. Oh, Rami Bar Chama comes and tells me now a big Chiddush. What's his Chiddush? We know that there are three Shvuah D'Araisas. We mentioned it yesterday, let's mention it today. Reading the Rambam. The Rambam says at the beginning of Chastoin V'Nitan that Ein lecha mechuyav shvua min haTorah chutz mishlosha. There are three shvuas min haTorah. Only three. One of the three shvuas min haTorah. We mentioned it again already. Misha hoda b'miksas ha-metaltalin. Somebody is moda b'miksas about metaltalin. Umisha chivo eid echad. When eid echad is mechuyav, and eid echad tells me that I owe money. V'hashomer. Shahari nemar shabashomer shvuas Hashem tiyeh bein shnehem. Right, for kolachim yishlashdan nishva v'niftar bilashalim. All three shvuah daraisas at the Rambam, I swear, and that exempts me from something. Aval kol hanishvan v'notzlin, all other shvuas that are nishva v'notel, swearing and taking, kagon sachir, like a worker that says, you never paid me, I swear you never paid me. V'nechbal, somebody who was wounded, v'nigzal, somebody who was stolen from, all these cases, v'chein kol hanishvan v'tayna safik, all people who say, I don't know whether you owe me money or not, like a shutaf. I don't know if you acted properly or not with a partnership. All those are nishpa v'notel b'takanes chachamim. That's the halacha. Then the Rambam speaks about later on a new type of shvuah called shvuas heses, which we will get to. Those are three shvuah d'araisas. But what does Rami Bar Chama say here in our Gemara? There's an overlap. There's an overlap between two of the shvuas. And that is arba shomrim, the four shomrim, Shomachinim, Shomer Sachar, Shoel, and Socher. The four Shomrim, we know that they're Chayiv Shvua, right? If the Shomachinim is Chayiv Shvua, if it was stolen, the Shomer Sachar, if an Ones happens, they're all Chayiv Shvuas. They're only Chayiv Shvua if they were also Modeh B'Mixas. Right? There's an overlap. That's Rabbi Bar Chama's Chiddush. Arba Shomrim, Tzrich, and Kfir B'Mixas, V'Hodah B'Mixas. They also need a partial denial and partial Hodah. Shomachinim, Shoel, Notzei Sachar, V'Socher. So that's the case. So Heichi Dami, ask the Gemara, what's the case of a shomer that's moda b'miksas? Lav Dami leHelach, isn't that a case of Helach? Because what happens by a shomer? How does a shomer moda b'miksas? I'm guarding your property, and then I'm moda b'miksas. I say I'm moda b'miksas, but when I'm moda by a pikadon, isn't a pikadon belonging to the owner, as we said yesterday, wherever it is? Kalecha de Isa b'rshusu demari Isa. So that's basically a case of Helach. I'm saying, here's half of your object that I'm watching, and half of it that I'm denying. So every case of Shvuas HaShomrim, L'chor, is a case of Helach, and it says, you're Chayiv HaShvua. So again, isn't that a riot that Helach is Chayiv? So Gemara says, lo, no, Rav Racham is not talking about a case of Helach. This is the case. This is the case of Rabbi Bar Chama. Do'amar lei, Gimel Paras Basarti L'cha. The owner says, I gave you three cows to watch. Three cows. V'meisu kulu b'pshia, and they all died because of your negligence. You left them out in the sun, and you didn't feed them, and you didn't take care of them. So you owe me three cows. V'amar le'ihu, and the shomer says, no, let's talk. Chada lohayid rameyolam. One of them, I have no idea what you're talking about. You only gave me two cows to watch. What's called lahadam. Lohayid rameyolam. One of them is a total denial. V'chada mesa ba'ones. And another one died ba'ones, on putter. But he died by onus. He had a heart attack. Right? V'chada meis v'pshia. One of them I owe you. That's the case that Rabbi Bar Chama talks about. Why? Because in that case, the be'ina l'shlumi l'cha. In that case, I have to pay, because that's a case of hodah b'miksas, and kvir b'miksas, d'lav helachu. And that's not a case of helach. And therefore, there's no raya from this whole din of Rabbi Bar Chama to our sugya. Why do you have to have three cows? What if you have the two types of denials? One denial, totally, lohayid rameolam, it never happened. And one is that, I'm putter. What do you need? That's what Rashi explains. Rashi says, tzichim kfir b'miksas, v'hodah b'miksas. Kfir alo havi, what does a denial mean? A denial doesn't mean that you gave it to me, but I have an excuse. A denial means a real denial. Ela b'kofer mamish, o lohayid rameolam, o echzarti lecha. Right? Denial means either I never got it, or I got it, I give it back to you already. That's a total denial. That's why you need that cow. Cow number one. Hodah lo havye. it admitting is not there. Ela imkein hoda mamish sheyesh lo biyado shechayev lahachzir lo. Hoda only is something where, you know, I have something that I owe you. Nimsa she'en chiyev shua shomer ba elam getan shalosh paros, and therefore you need three. Why? Ba'achas kafar lo, uba'achas hoda lo she'yesh no biyado, uveshlishes amar lo nansa. And the third one you need. What are you going to take a shvua on? The shvua is that something happened to one of the cows. You're not going to take a shvua of a lohayz rabbi olam. You need to take a shvua as a shomer if something happened to the cow. Right, Nanso or Nignava. Oh, Shomer Chinam, who Omer Bishlishes Nignava, the Chayva Leb Shua, where by Parsha. Because the Shua Daraisa, Shua Tashomer, is something happened to the item. Right, and then he continues skipping a line to the Shua, the Kfira. Daddy, you're looking questioningly. Why don't you say, you did take a Shua of Lohayez Rebbe Olam, right? Your question. Right, Ainzu Shua, I'm not a Navi, I just saw when your eyebrows went up. Ainzu Shua Hamura Bishomrim. This is not a Shua Tashomrim, if I swear that you never gave me a cow. That's not a shua as a shomrim. Ublav fir nami lo tachay bishua as a shomrim. Right? That's not a shua as a shomrim. Shua. So therefore, that's why you need all three. One that you say it never happened. Another one that you say one of them was ba'ones, and that's what I'm going to take the shua on. And a third one where I say I admit. That's the case. Most of it makes us a career of makes us. By the way, Rashi is at the end. This is against this whole sheet of Rabbi Rachama of Moshe ben Miksas needed in the parsha shua as a shomrim. By the way, why would he say such a thing? Why would he say such a chiddush? Three shvuah daraisas. Why would he say there's an overlap? You know why? Because of the Torah Shebichsav. If you look at the Torah Shebichsav, Moshe ben Miksas is written by Shomrim. So you read the Torah. The Torah is Moshe ben Miksas' example is by a Shomer. Asher Yomar Ki Yuzeh. So what's the other shita? So Rashi quotes in the second half of that Rashi, La'afuke mimandamar b'baba kama, ba'gozal kama, to go against what we had in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Zayin, the shita that says, Erev Parshios Kasav Kan. The shita that says, there are mixed in parshas here. Meaning, even though Moshe ben Miksas is mixed in, it shouldn't be that way. There's a shua Moshe ben Miksas, but really Shua Sashorim does not need Moshe ben Miksas. Okay, that's the other shita of which we hold, of Moshe ben Miksas being a separate shua. Okay, either way, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara tried to bring a raya to our case of Halach, and there was no raya. Period. So Tashma, let's go back to the Gemara again. Let's try again. Now we are leaving the world of Reb Chiya Bas Raisa. We are leaving Halach, and we are going back to the first Reb Chiya. Remember the first Reb Chiya? How did we end off with the first Reb Chiya? We did not reject him Misvara. We found a source for him Misvara. Right? We had a team of Eid Echad and Piv. What we rejected was the fact that our Mishnah was a Raya. So he still exists. He still has a sheet. They're just our Mishnah is no Raya. So now we're going back to that first Reb Chiya. Tashma, the Tani Avua de Rebbe Apotriki, with Rebbe Chiya Kamaisa. The father of Rebbe Apotriki brought a raya to the first Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya Kamaisa, remember what was the first Rebbe Chiya? That you owe me $100 and I deny everything, and then I have Eidim that say you owe me 50. That's Rebbe Chiya Kamaisa. Rebbe Chiya says in that case you're Chayef. So we have a Braisa that says Beferish against him. I have nothing, and the Edom admit that he has 50. I might think that you take a shvu on the other 50. Right? Specifically, we have a drasha that only on your admitting do you take a shvu on the other half. But you don't make a shvu on, if Edom come and say you owe 50, you don't make a shvu on the other 50. Question mark. It's beferish. A beferish brisa against Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. So he's stuck. Right? So what do we do? So answers the Gemara. Masnisa karamas alei Rabbi Chiya. What's your problem? Are you asking a brisa on Rabbi Chiya? Rabbi Chiya Tana hu palug. Rabbi Chiya is on a borderline Tana and Amora. And if you're a borderline Tana and Amora, you have the authority. You could argue on a, you don't need a source in the Tanaim without having one of your own. You are. You have the status of a Tana, and Reb Chiya Tana hu upalik. As the Gemara says sometimes about Rav, that's what he says about the most. Reb Yochanan also lived a long time period, and Reb Chiya Tana hu upalik. We mentioned in the past a number of times the discussion of many Mefarshim. Are Tanaim, do they have a special status, and Amoraim are not allowed to argue on them? That is what Rav HaPoskim assume. The Chazon Ish says this beferish, and the Chazon Ish denies that anyone else argues. Even though there seems to be one source that argues, Reb Chazon Ish rereads it and says, no, an Amora is not allowed to argue on a Tana. What all of every other page in Shas basically says, how could this Amora say this? The Mishnah is against him, the Braisa is against him. He can't say it. But there's a Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, which the Chazon Ish denies said it, but the Kesef Mishnah writes in Hilchos Mamrim, in Perek Beis, reading based on a Rambam that no, Amoraim are allowed to argue on Tanoim. They wouldn't. That was the Mesorah, that they wouldn't because they were in a special class, but they could theoretically. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says, and that's what Reb Chaim held. Reb Chanan quotes, he asked this question to Reb Chaim, this is what Reb Chaim held. They would, but they could, but they wouldn't. No, so the Kesef Mishnah says, no, but why wouldn't they? Because they knew the Emes wasn't with them. So that's basically the same idea, that they knew they couldn't get to the Emes. But that's the major sugya of Reb Chiya Tana, who Palig, and other, was there a special stage of the Mesorah by the Tanan, right? We had the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin before, where the Gemara says that the world's going to be 6,000 years, 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of Yavos HaMashiach. So, 2,000 years at the borderline of the year 2000. What happened at the year 2000? What happened then? So, some of Hashem explained, that's when Avram Avinu discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Avram Avinu was born in 1948 of the Hebrew calendar. 1948, that when he was 52, according to some Rishonim, that's when he discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the year 2000, right, in our calendar. Anything happened in the year 4000? What happened in the year 4000? So Rashi in Sanhedrin says, it doesn't mean that there's no Torah after 4000. It just means there's also Yemos HaMashiach. The Mashiach could come theoretically, but there's nothing specific that happened at the year 4000. But the Marsha on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadek Zion, and the Torah Tzvim as well, quotes this idea that no, if you work out the math around the year 4000, was the Stimas HaMishnah. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi put together the Mishnah a couple of 150 years after the Churban HaBayis. So that happened about the year 4000. That was the stage of the Mesorah. And after that was a specific time period. That after that, why isn't it called Torah anymore? Because certain principles were created during that time period. That now everything after the whole Gemara, there's no chidushim in the Gemara. It's all applications of what it says in the Mishnah. But again, that whole philosophy of the Marsha, the Torah Tamima, goes with the idea that the Tanoim were a stage, and therefore it's something to talk about whenever we have this idea of a Tana or an Amora. So here the Gemara says Reb Chiya is allowed to argue. Reb Tana who Paul. Tosfos though says here, Dear Maslur Bichia, if you say this though, then you have to figure out what the girsa was on the last blot. Because our girsa in Rebbe Chiya Kamaisa, our girsa was Tani Rebbe Chiya. Tani Rebbe Chiya. So what does Tani Rebbe Chiya mean? Usually that means an Amora quoting a Braisa. That's what we have on Gimel Man Aleph. Right? See, there's an asterisk on Gimel Man Aleph. Ayin L'Kaman Hey Man Aleph. Right, in Tosfos. So Tosfos says, if Reb Chiya is a Tani himself, he doesn't have to say Tani Reb Chiya. That sounds like he's quoting a Braisa. He himself could be a Braisa. So says Tosfos, according to this, you could just say, Amar Reb Chiya is the proper Gersa. Right, you don't have Tani Reb Yehuda. No, you just say Amar Reb Yehuda is a Braisa. Right, so Tosfos says, Ikar is Lael, if you have Amar Reb Chiya before Asi Shapar, it fits in well. If you have Tani Reb Chiya, so then you have to interpret it as, you're right here, he's quoting a Braisa. But really, he could say his own Braisa if he wants also. Because of Chiyatanahu Upala. Either way, that relates to what the Girsa was earlier on Daf Hey. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, just finishing this up. V'hakra Kamar. How could Chiya argue? Didn't this Braisa that argue with him quote a pasuk of Asher Yomar Ki Uzeh? Where's it? No. Hahula Modem Mixas Atayin. He could use that pasuk for something else. For the regular dinner Modem Mixas. Avyavua Derebi Apotriki Amalacha. This other. Sheetah holds, no, Amal Chaksiv Huv Ksiv Zeh, it says two words. Chal Modem Mixas Atayna, want to teach you this basic din of Modem Mixas, the Chal Ados Edim Depater, and want to teach you the din that of Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, against Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, that if Edim say that you owe 50, you're going to be Pater a Shvu on the other half. The Edach, and what does Rabbi Chiya do with that? How does he know that din? Chal Modem Mixas Atayna, the Chal Modem Mimin Atayna. No, he uses the extra pasuk not to teach me a patur, in his case, because he owes chayiv, but to teach me modem mimin atayna, meaning if I ask you and you are patur in that case, meaning if I say you owe me wheat and barley, if you owe me wheat and you answer I don't owe you wheat but I do owe you barley, right? That's called a hodah. That's nothing to do with the taina. That's a machlokes whether you're chayiv or patur. So Rabbi Chiya holds that you're patur in that case. So that's what the pasuk's teaching me. What's the svar for that? What's the svar why you're putter, why you would be putter in a case of hoda'a not mimin hataina? Because if I didn't claim it, I'm probably mochel if I didn't claim it. So that's why you'd be putter in a case of hoda'a shalom mimin hataina. The yidach modim mimin hataina leslai. And the other sheet would say, no, I don't hold of that. I hold that you're chayiv in that case. Why? That's not on uchinim hadol b'sar and pater. There's a machlokas in the Mishnah in Misefes Shvuos. Right? One person says, if I claim wheat and you admit to barley, pater. Rabbi Gamliel mechayiv. Gamliel is mechayiv. Just by the way, a little detail. When the Tanakhama says you're pater, like I just said, Tosfos says hoda b'sar and pater af min ha-sa'orim. You're also a pater from the saorin. Even if I admitted to the barley, if you didn't claim the barley, so it must be you're being mochel. Must be you're being mochel on the barley. Period. Okay. New discussion. Says the Gemara. Who right? Avi Masalei called Yomachiyusa Bisadi. There was a shepherd that every day he was given sheep to watch with witnesses. Which witnesses? Yomachan Masalei Belo Sadi. And one day he got it without witnesses. All right, why do we have this whole arichus? We're going to get to that in a minute. First, let's see what happened. And that day, the owners come back and say, "Can we have our sheep back?" And he said, "What, you didn't give me any today. You didn't give me any today." Every day they gave in front of witnesses. And the one day that they didn't, he says, "Lahadam, I don't know what you're talking about." Two of them come and say that he had two of them for lunch. Right? They had two of them for lunch. So, what's the halacha? So he denies everything, but they don't have any witnesses from today, but they have two that he ate two of them. So, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira says, Im Isil Drabchia Kamaisa, if you hold like Drabchia Kamaisa, was Drabchia Kamaisa, where I deny everything and witnesses say that I owe half. So here too, they're claiming that they gave 20 sheep to him today, and they have witnesses on two of them. They have witnesses that he ate two of them. So, if you hold like Drabchia Kamaisa, Mishtab Asharai, he should take a Shavua on the other sheep. So this is a parallel case of Rebbechia Kamaisa. You all like Rebbechia. So Amalei Abaya, 1 minute. Every line here can be talked about, but let's just read the whole story first. Amalei Abaya, Im Isa Mishtaba, Ba Gazlanu. How could we let him swear? He's a Gazlan. A Gazlan is possible to take a Shvua. Right? If he's a shepherd, we'll get to that in a second, but we know today, forget the fact that he's a shepherd, we know that he stole sheep. Right, so he's a Gazlan. So how can we allow him to take a Shvua? So Amalei, you're right. Shekinegdo ka'amina. I don't mean for him to take a Shvua. I mean he should take a Shvua, but he's a Chashud. He is. We're worried that he's not going to tell the truth or not. So we throw the Shvua onto the one opposite him. Shekinegdo ka'amina. That's a principle of the Kinegdo. Whenever somebody cannot take a Shvua, we throw it on the other person. Instead of this person taking a Shvua, Nishpaveh Niftar, we say throw the Shvua on the other person and he'll be Nishpaveh Venotel. So you're right. We don't mean the shepherds to take a Shvua. We mean that the owners should take a Shvua. Let's stop there for a minute. So first of all, the Rashba says, why do we have this whole Arichus Lashon? Every day they gave it to him with witnesses. Just say, you have shepherds who gave sheep to owners that gave sheep to a shepherd, and he denies it. You have to have the whole history. Says the Rashba, no, it's adding to the Chiddush. Because you might have said, Havisaka Daidach, since they didn't give it with Edom today, it must be they didn't give it today. And the Edom are testifying that he ate two of them, maybe from the ones that they gave to him yesterday. Kamashla, that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. They're all claiming. So that's Afilu as he said. That's the Chiddush of Reb Zera. That Afal Pisha called Yoma v'Mashle v'Sadi Kivan da'asu Sadi v'Amri da'achat Hazim Inayu. We assume that they are telling the. We assume that the truth that the owners really gave them the sheep today. They didn't use witnesses for some reason. That's the Chiddush of the whole background. Number one. Number two. The Hagazlan who, as we mentioned yesterday, there is a discussion of psul edus, right? A Gazlan is psul edus, right? He's not allowed to testify, and he's not allowed we wouldn't allow him to take a shvua. So the Rambam says, the language of the Rambam, how does a Gazlan become ois Gazlan? How does he get rid of not being a Gazlan? So the Rambam says, because of our Rambam, Afal pi shehechziru hagana v'hagazlan hamamon sheganvu v'gazlu v'shilim eizomen hamamon shehuz amalav psulim. Even if they give the money back. Even if you give the money back, the Rambam holds, you know, because edus, that they're still pasul. Right? And the Rambam holds a whole in a different paragraph. How does he become pasul? How does he become kosher? He has to change his ways totally. We have to see that he totally changed his ways. So says the tour, v'eini yodea lamalo yukshurach shechziru hamamon. Why isn't he kosher? He returns the money. He doesn't have anybody else's money, but why isn't he kosher? The Efshar says the tour, Sherotza Lomar, Sha'af Apisha Shilmu, Kivan to Pekfias Bezdin Shilmu, Psulim Ache Yeshua Me'atzman. That's the tour's Chiddush. If Bezdin forces you to give back the money, that's not Shuva. You're still a Ganef, even if you don't have anybody's money anymore. But if the only way that you're going to be kasher le'edus, says the tour, is if it you returned it out of the goodness of your heart, not if you are forced to do it. Okay, there's more on that, but I just want to get to the next sugya. But as in general, that's psula edus, as we mentioned yesterday, psula edus machmas avera and rasha dechamas, the two categories of psula edus. Well, let's get to the next words. Yeah. Yeah, that's what the Rashba said. The Rashba said.
How is this a Rafia situation?
Just like in the case of so that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of this case is that we assume that because they give him sheep every day with Edom, even though they didn't do it with Edom today, we still assume that they gave the sheep. That's the Chiddush of the case. If
yeah,
you would hold like.
No, but all we know from these Edom is that he ate two.
Correct. That's the Chiddush. All we know from these Edom is that he ate two. So the Gemara is saying it's enough of a parallel because every day they were given. So we assume today it was just like every day. Even though they don't have a raya. They don't have a raya.
And we assume he ate today's sheep.
Right. We assume he ate today's sheep. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush the Rashba says. Because if they're all claiming it, and every day this is the behavior that is done, so we assume today happened like every other day. Even though the witnesses specifically don't know if it was today's or yesterday's. That's the Chiddush. So the Gemara said, ah, isn't he a Gazla? The Gemara says, you're right. Kenegdo ka'amina. So important Tosas. Tosas in Shekenegdo says, we have two principles. We have a principle which we discussed yesterday, and that is, mitoch she'enu yachol lishava mishalim. If I can't take a shvua, okay, I have to pay instead. And we have another principle that says, if I can't take a shvua, so you take the shvua. So when do we apply the first principle? When do we apply the second principle? We have mitoch, we have shekenegdo. So they're both, what do you do in a case where the person can't take the shvua? So, says Tosas, two answers. What's the rule, what's the exception? First answer in Tosfos Shekenegdo. First answer of Tosfos is the last skinny line. V'yesh lomar da hacha iamrinan mishalem lo shavakta lechayech. If you say that this guy, this chashud, should pay, then literally you don't leave life for anybody because you know what everybody's going to do. Once they know that a person is chashud, once they know a person is not going to be able to take a shvu in Bezdin, they're all going to go to him and claim, "Hey, you owe me $10. Oh, you owe me this. You owe me that. Why?" Because you're going to just say, "Mitoch sheni yachol lishava mishalim." Hey, Bez is not going to let you swear because you're a chashid, so you'll have to pay. Meaning, me'ikir adin. What's the rule? The rule usually is mitoch sheni yachol lishava mishalim. But in the case of chashid, you can't say that because it's not fair to him. Shekala olam yaviyel de shvua v'yilu kala shalo. So, first answer of Tosfos is that the rule is mitoch, but in the case of chashid, we have to say kenegdo kamina, or else society wouldn't be able to function. Second answer, va'od da hasam amalei shvua da raisa isli alecha oti shava ota shalem aval hacha hu beratzon yishava imnani chenu v'lakach lo yishalem. In a case where I claim to you, hey, swear to me or pay, and you say, you know, I don't want to, for some reason, I can't take a shvua because I don't know. You owe me $100. I owe you $50, and the other $50, I have no idea. So in that case, we say, mitoch sheni yachol lishava mishalim, because it's your fault. You're not taking a shvua. But by a chashud, he wants to take a shvua. We're not letting him, because he's a chashud. So in that case, we say, shekenegdo kamina. We're not going to make him pay for that if we're not letting him swear. So in that case, that's the case where you apply shekenegdo. That's the place you apply shekenegdo. Rabbi Kiva Eger here just asks, why did Tosas have this whole discussion where the Mishnah quotes shekenegdo m'sech shvuas? Well, you have it here where it's brought up Derech Agav in Maseches Bava Metzia. It's a good nashas on the bottom. Yesh la'ayin, eich tal yakushi kan, what's it doing here? Right, just write it in Maseches Shvuas. So the Pnei Yeshua here quotes that kashan. He says there, it's why is he quoted here? Because all the Tanaim hold of Shekenegdo and not all of the Tanaim hold of Mitoch. So only here, the Pnei Yeshua works it out, why the question fits in better here, because all Amoraim hold of Mitoch. Even though all Tanoim might not hold a mitoch, and that's why he asked it here in the Amoraim discussion. Okay, either way, back to the story. So the story said that if we hold like Rabbi Chiya, so we should make this shepherd swear based on Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. So now the Gemara says, Hashanami delesvel de Rabbi Chiya, even forget Rabbi Chiya. Forget Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, nechayve mid Rav Nachman. Why don't we mechayve him based on Rav Nachman? Ditzan, what's Rav Nachman? The other mission is Shvuas. Again, Shvuas and Bava Metzia have a lot of overlap. Mesech Shvuas and Bava Metzia. They're very connected. Manali biyatcha, what does it say there? Manali biyatcha, nechbiyadi, patur. What's the din daraisa? If I say you owe me $100 and you say I don't owe you anything, you're patur. That's kofar bakol. We had earlier. A person is not brazen enough to lie like that, so it must be telling the truth. Amar Rav Nachman, mashbinos o shvuas heses. Rav Nachman came along and said, no, There's something called the Shavuos Heses. Shavuos Heses, even if you're kofar bakol, you take a Shavuos Rabbanon to be nishba v'niftar. Right? Usually, even though the Rambam said, usually Shavuos Doraisas are nishba v'niftar and Shavuos Rabbanons are nishba v'notel, this is one exception. Shavuos Heses. What is Shavuos Heses? What is it there for? So there is a good line in the Gemara elsewhere, which says the Shavuos Heses is lahafis daito shel bal habayis. To appease the bal habayis, the Gemara says elsewhere. Meaning, if I'm coming over to you and say, you owe me $100, you know what? There must be some kind of basis for that. Or not. Or not. Either way, Chazal make the person take a Shavuos Heses to be mefit to appease the das of the bal habayis, so he leaves. There is a big discussion in the Achronim, how serious is this Shavuos Heses? Is he really a little chashud and he has to get out, get it, and clear his name? Is he really, like, we really choshesh that there's something there that he has to clear up? Or, no, take literally, lahafis daito shel bal habayis. Really, we have no questions that this guy's telling the truth. Why are we making him take a Shavua? Get the other guy off your back. Lahafis daito shel bal habayis. You don't have to hold a Sefer Torah when you do this. It's a low-level Shavua. No, get the other guy off your back. But really, we don't. We're not choshed you that there is a that anything that you really owe the money. It's just do an extra birur. Be clarify it even more. But we're not choshed you. Many nafkaminas about Shavuos Heses. Do we claim for you even if you didn't claim a Shavuos Heses? What about if it's a tefiyah suffix, similar to the nafkaminas we had yesterday? What if I think you owe me $100? Is that strong enough to claim a Shavuos Heses? Other nafkaminas, which we don't have time for now, but that's a big discussion in Shavuos Heses. How serious is the Shavuah? Okay, but now let us continue. There's also a discussion that we've shown him. Historically, when does Shavuos Heses start? Or Rav Nachman came up with it. In the middle of the time of the Amoraim, he was the first one to have a Shavuos Heses. Because the Mishnah, right, just says Pater. That's also a discussion that we've shown him. When exactly did Shavuos Heses start? Okay, either way, the Gemara continues. Make him swear a Shavuos Heses in this case. So the Gemara thinks that, one second, we're going to make the shepherd swear Shavuos Heses? So the Gemara assumes, of course we're not, because we just said that he's chashit. So we're not going to let him swear Shavuos Heses. So who's really going to swear the Shavuos Heses? The Kenegdo. We just said, when we say Shavua, I really mean the other person. But one minute. The Rav Nachman Takanti. Rav Nachman himself is a Takana. The Takanta, Takanta, lo avdinan. And we don't have a Takana based on a Takana. Right? We don't have a piggyback Takana. Right? It's similar to the concept of in goes ring zera l'gzera. Not exactly. But we don't have a Takana based on a Takana. Shavuos Heses itself is a Takana d'Rabanan. And then you're going to have a double. You're going to take the Shavuos Heses and throw it on the Shekinegda, which is also a Takana. So therefore, forget Shavuos Heses. Period. If the other person would swear. A lot of times we think this is a preventative measure.
He would be nishba
v'notel by Shavuos Heses, yeah. We think, hopefully, that might be a preventative measure. That if he knows he has to swear, he'll stop claiming if it wasn't true. And therefore, if it was, then he would be able to be notel. Says the Gemara now, 1 minute. The typical devil roeh. Forget the fact that this shepherd might have stolen today. He's a shepherd. V'yomer v'yehuda stam roeh apostle. We have a principle that certain professions are not deemed to be so clean, right? So stam roim are pasul eidos. Why? Because we assume, unlike Avram Avinu who muzzled his animal, right? The shepherds graze their animals in other people's property. So they're gazlanim. Stam roim are gazlanim, unless we know otherwise. So what do you have to say? Oh, this shepherd is a gazlan. He's a roeh. So that's why he's a gazlan. The Gemara says, lo kasha, hadideh hada alma. No. Buy a shepherd's own animals, fine. So then we assume that he's a gazlan. But if the shepherd has other people's animals, so we assume that he doesn't take them into other people's, a third party's property. Why? Because if you don't say that, chilek, then how do we ever give animals to a shepherd? Right, Herman? Right? How do we ever give sheep to a shepherd if we assume they always graze them in other people's property? Slifna iver. We are participating. We're allowing you to do an aveira. So Ella, it must be that's wrong. A person doesn't sin v'lo-lo if he doesn't get any benefit from it. Averas are about hana'ah. I'm not going to sin unless I get something out of it. Monetarily, if it's easier for me. Right? So if a shepherd has sheep from someone else, then he'll take it into his own, right? He'll take it into that owner's property. He's not going to take it into a third person's property. What benefit is there for him in that case? He only is considered a gazlan when he has his own animals. Says the Ritva here, Says the Ritva. Where's the Ritva? Important Ritva. Says the Ritva. Turn the page. Afal gav de hecha de islay behemos midi day de belav di don matzi avid isura less be mishum lifnei iver. 1 minute, says the Ritva. When does lifnei iver apply that I'm not allowed to help somebody do an avera? Only if he can't do the avera without me. If he'd be able to do the avera without me anyway, then you cannot violate lifnei iver. That's called chad iver denahar. If a nazir is on the same side as the river as me, and I pick up the glass of wine and give it to him, I don't violate lifnei iver because he would pick it up anyway. If it's on the other side of the river and I'm ma'afsher, I allow him to do the avera, that's lifnei iver. See, that's the Ritva. This isn't lifnei iver. Answers the Ritva, you're right. It's not lifnei iver. What is it? It's misayeya. There's a concept of lifnei iver daraisa. There's also a concept on a drabanan level that you're not allowed to help somebody do an avera no matter what. Misayeya. Even, and misayeya applies even if they're going to do it anyway. That is the Ritva's. That's the Ritva's chiddush. There is a chiddush which seems to go against this Ritva of the Nitziv. The Nitziv has a tshuva in the Meshav Davar that discusses Misayeya, and his chiddush is that Misayeya only applies b'shas Avera Mamish. But if it's before the actual Avera, there is no issue of Misayeya. Whatever is two cases, are you allowed to sell a treif animal to a Jewish shochet? Right? Are you allowed to sell a treif animal to a Jewish shochet? Right, so the answer is yes, says the Nesiv. Why? Because he's going to get it anyway, even if you don't sell it to him. That's not called Misayeh. Misayeh is only Mishas Avera. Or the Tshuva, that Tshuva of the Meshav Davar, the question was, are you allowed to be Misander Kedushin at a wedding where you know the Chasan and Kala will not keep Taras and Mishpacha? Are you allowed to be Misander Kedushin? You know she's not going to go to the mikvah. Are you allowed to do that? So you might say, if they have a religious rabbi, maybe they're going to be Makuriv, and it's the first step. But it says in Me'ikar Hadin, that's Misayeya, but it's not B'Shas Avera, so Me'ikar Hadin is Mutter. Me'ikar Hadin is Mutter, because Misayeya is only B'Shas Avera, Lifnei Iver is before the Avera. Lifnei Iver Daraisa. Misayeya, which is Shalom B'Shas Avera, which is Durabanan, that only applies B'Shas Avera. This Ritva might be against that, because this Ritva, you're giving him the shepherds, you know, before he actually grazes, it's before the Avera, and the Ritva says this Misayeya here. So again, the Ritva might be against that Nitziv, but that is the Nitziv. Okay, Lifnei Iver is huge, but maybe tomorrow we'll start with it. But now let us at least continue the Gemara. Now we get back to the unusual language of the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah said, Shnayim Ofsim Metalis, what's the halacha? They each take a shvuah that they don't have less than half. What kind of shvuah is that? Says the Gemara, Al de Islay Mishtava or Al de Leslay Mishtava? Do they swear, Rashi explains, do they swear that he has half or that he doesn't have less than half? He doesn't have less than half. Because Rashi says, if he really swears he doesn't have less than half, like the Mishnah says, then he's not lying if he has zero. Because what if I swear I don't have less than half? So then I either have more or I have half. Right? What if I have zero? What if I have zero and I swore I don't have less than half? So by zero, you're not telling a lie. Because zero is, you say, I don't have less than half. You have nothing. You have nothing. If you have a quarter, so then you'd be taking a shvuah sheker. But if you have zero, you're not swearing falsely. So how would that help? So Amar Rav Huna, you're right. This is what you say. Da'amar shvuah sheyesh liba ve'in liba pachas b'chetzia. You got to take a shvuah, a double shvuah. I swear I have something, and I don't have less than half. V'neim ha'shvuah shekula shalid. Why don't you just swear pashit? I own the whole thing, and the Yishvah, they own the whole thing. No, mi'avina le'kulei. We're not going to give them everything. And Rashi quotes, it's gonna look funny in Bezdin. They're each gonna swear they own the whole thing, and Bezdin's gonna give them half. So swear that they each have half. So it's a marla the dibure. So that's false, because they're just screaming that it's all theirs. Now we're gonna say, take a shvuah that you only own half. So hashanami marla dibure. What do you mean? Here too, they're ruining their words. They're saying, I don't own less than half. Isn't that ruining what they originally said, that they own the whole thing? No, da'amar, you're right. This is what they swear. Kula shali. Really, I swear it's all mine. Ula divrechem, but according to you and what's happening in Bezdin, shvuah sheyesh liba ve'in liba pachas b'chetzia. Fine. Period. That's what you swear. Says the Gemara now, 1 minute. V'chim yachar, she's at tafas va'omi, she's at tafas va'omi, shvuah zulama. They're each muchzak in half. So what do you need a shvuah for? Why don't you just say, amos mechaber alav araya? They each take half. Meaning you split it. So what do you even need a shvuah here for? Says the Gemara, like we had earlier, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shvua Zu Takanas Chachamim Hi. Says Shvua Drabanan, Shlo Yei Kolachad Ve'alchad Holik Vatokim Talisa Shachaver Bomash Alihu. Right, so I don't go over to you in the middle of the street. I grab what you're holding. It's all mine. It's all mine. So you don't want that. So you're right. Me'ikir Adin, you have the Din to Araisa of Hamosim Mechaver Olav Araya, but Midrabanan, we say take a Shvua. Says the Gemara now, this is the next sugya. V'neima migu de chashanam amona chashanam yashvuasa. Why don't we say this principle? If somebody is chashid for stealing money, wouldn't they be chashid for taking an oath also? Meaning, what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Rabbi Yochanan is saying, hey, we're worried that somebody's going to go grab your money, so make him take an oath. That assumes that people are more scared of taking oaths, and they're going to take it more seriously than money. Is that true? Why don't we say, this guy is chashid on money, he's chashid on shvuas, how is it going to help? So the Gemara now is going to try to look for a source that we don't say that. We're going to try to find a source that a shvuah is more chomer in people's eyes. We're going to try four possibilities, three of them on today's daf. We'll see if we get to all of them, probably not, and one on tomorrow's. But let's do one or two. So the Gemara said, no. Lo amrina mina chashid on money, lo chashid on shvuah. So you don't say, if you're chashid on money, you're chashid on shvuah also. Di lo te mahafi. Because if you do say, somebody who's chashid on money is chashid on shvuah also. Hi, dam rachman de mozim mixas tani yishavav. The whole idea of mozim mixas. What's the mozim mixas? I'm denying it, and therefore make him swear so he doesn't lie. Nima migudu chashid on money, chashid on shvuah. How's it going to be a deterrent? He'll just lie with the oath also. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Because there, it's not a case of chashid amamona. What chashid amamona means, I maliciously, lahachis, steal your money. But as we've said, hasa mishtamutika mishtamet, leki the rabba. There, he's just trying to slide away and say, I'll pay him, but I'll pay him tomorrow. I just don't have the money now. Teide, after all, as we said, Amar Abrav Idi Bar Av and Amar of Chizda, Hakofer be Milveh Kosheleidus, but because the Basileidus, but by Milveh we say you're Kosheleidus, because we assume you're not doing a Lahachis. You just don't have the money now, and therefore you're not called a Chashid Amamona. One more, let's try. Elaha, maybe the following. The Tani, remember, Chama, as we had earlier, Abba Hashem and Tzvichim Kafir be Mixas Vodah be Mixas, Shem Achidim Vashon, Nozah Zohar Vasocher, Neva Migat Chashid Amamona, Chashid Shvuasa. What about Shvuasa Shomrim? Shvuasa Shomrim also, we're going to make the Shomer swear. What do you mean? If he stole somebody's money, why don't we say he's going to swear falsely also? Ah, it must be that you don't say chashid amamona chashid shvuasa. The Gemara said again, it's not a raya. Hasam na mishtemu dika mishtamet. There also, maybe he's just trying to get out of it. Samar mishkachna laganav tavisolei. I'm going to find the ganav, right? And grab him. Inami mishkachna lei ba'agam aisinolei. Or I lost the item, I'm going to go find it in the swamp. Meaning also, even by a shomer, it's not that he's lahacha stealing the money. It's not a true case of chashid amamona. Ihachi finishes the Gemara. You know what? We have to stop here. Let's stop here. We'll continue this tomorrow, Hashem, and then we'll get into other sugyas as well. Tomorrow is Tukfa Kohen. Tukfa Kohen Day tomorrow here in Beit Shemesh. Hashem, we'll also do some Lifta Iver we'll start off with, but we'll continue tomorrow.